Welcome to Locked On Sixers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. Today is a big day for the Sixers. They opened up the preseason schedule tonight against the Boston Celtics here in Amherst, Massachusetts at the University of UMass. It's weird, though. You know, tonight is the night that we'll see Joel Embiid play his first game in over 2 years. The last time this guy was on the court was March 1st, 2014. He was a freshman at Kansas. So this should be kind of like an exciting time for the Sixers. But the more I think about it, the more and more I try to get a grasp on where this team is at, it's kind of like this season is kind of taking a blow, so to speak. You know, meaning as far as the excitement. And we're only at the first preseason game. And that's because of what we all been talking about, Ben Simmons' injury. You know, he's not going to play. He has a broken fifth metatarsal, a Jones fracture to his right foot. You know, he probably won't play 3 months, if not longer. You know, and the Sixers aren't saying anything publicly, but you know, I've already gone on record saying that I think it may be best for them to sit him out this year. You know, better safe than sorry. So you have to deal with that. You know, Ben Simmons is supposed to be the savior. So, you know, that's one element to it. And then there's Jahlil Okafor. You know, Jahlil Okafor tore his meniscus last season. He missed the final 23 games of last season because of that. You know, you would think that this guy would be healthy enough to play. You know, the Sixers have him doing side work. He practices a little bit. But he's not healthy enough to play in a full game now. You know, this team takes it lightly with their players. They want to gradually bring them back. But that has to be cause for concern. And then you have Jared Bayless. Jared Bayless is one of the top free agents they picked up this offseason. You know, he was going to be their point guard. They signed this guy to a 3-year, $27 million deal. Well, the last couple of days, Gerald Bayless has been an observer at practice. You know, he has a sling, so to sport, or a brace, so to sport, on his left wrist. He's only shooting one-handed basket shots, you know, on the side. And you know, his status is up in the air. So when you think about this upcoming season, you know, you think about the excitement with Embiid, who I might add is going to be on a minutes restriction, but you think of that excitement. You know, that's great and all, but then you also have to think about the unknowns. You know, it's like this was supposed to be the year of the next phase of the franchise, when the team was going to start winning, the team was going to be extremely excited, the fans were going to fall in love with these young stars. And it still could happen. However, I'm here to tell you that this has to be a blow that you got injuries to guys who you want to be a key piece. Now, the other thing about the Okafor injury is, you know, even if you one has to assume, even if the Sixers really wanted to make a trade, you know, they probably have to hold off now because, you know, there was a thought that they would trade Okafor or Nerlens Noel. It still could happen. You know, there's a lot of things. The Sixers are saying, you know, they're not in any rush. But heck, now I know why. Because Embiid is already on a minutes restriction. And you don't know when Okafor's coming back. Or you're bringing him back extremely slowly. You know, right now, the Sixers want to see him go all out and on a more consistent basis in scrimmages before they throw him out there, which makes sense. But at the same time, it's tough to trade a player away when you at one position, a center spot, when you have two of those players injured, when you have three guys and you're trying to like trade one of the three. You better not trade Nerlens Noel because the other two are injured. And then getting back to Okafor, you know, you would think that his trade value is kind of low right now just because of he's coming off this knee injury and teams want to see what he can do before they make a decision. Now, on the positive, tonight's a big night for Joel Embiid. You know, like I said, he hasn't played a game since March 1st, 2014. You know, he's been really excited. He's been really, you know, he's happy. He said yesterday, you know, I'm happy that I'm finally here. You know, and as I pointed out before, you know, I'm one of the guys who didn't think that he wouldn't get here. I mean, you know, it was just this guy had to overcome so much. I mean, you know, he had a bone graft surgery to repair the navicular bone in his right foot in August of 2015. You know, the former Kansas Standard already had missed what would have been his rookie season after undergoing surgery in June 2014 to repair a stress fracture in the same bone. You know, a setback in that recovery led to that bone graft surgery. So, you know, this guy is excited. You know, he's gearing up. You know, he really wants to go up against other players from different teams. You know, right now he's been going up against, you know, Okafor a little bit at practice, Noel at practice, Rashawn Holmes. But, you know, he knows these guys' tendencies, but he really gets to go up against a veteran guy from another team. You know, he'll probably play, you know, some minutes against Al Horford. And he's looking at this as an opportunity to work to see what he needs to do defensively and see how teams are going to defend him when he's on offense. So this is going to be a good learning curve. You know, we'll find out a little bit later on today, you know, what his minutes restriction is going to be. You know, I don't expect the Sixers to have him out there for a long period of time. You know, it's going to be good to see him. It's also going to be good to see what Dario Saric is going to be able to do. You know, here's a guy who has lower back stiffness. But, you know, he's given every indication that he's going to play. He does not want to pass up this opportunity. Yesterday, Brett Brown, the head coach of the 76ers, said that he hoped that Dario would play. That's his hope. He hoped that he would start. And so, you know, Dario is eager. He's excited to get out here. And it'll be good to see what he can do. Hey, I really want to see what Nerlens Noel does. This is going to be his third year on the court. Here's a guy who's dealing with, you know, the possibility of being traded. He wants something to happen soon, quick, fast, and hurry. Boston is one of the teams who really wanted that, went after him this offseason. To see if, you know, if they can make a trade with the Sixers. So he's going to play against his hometown Celtics. You know, he's back in his home state. So, you know, it's going to be exciting to see what Noel can do. Because let's face it, you know, Boston has kind of been Noel's kryptonite. I mean, he's struggled against the Celtics. So, you know, we'll see what he can do. Now, getting back to the concern part, you know, there was a lot that was supposed to be the hoopla, the okay, we have Ben Simmons, you know, okay, we'll have these pieces to move around them, and just the fact that, you know, Gerald Bayless, you know, probably won't play tonight, it's not good. I mean, it's not good for the fans. It's not good for the Sixers. You know, I know that they'll spin it away and to whereas, you know, what we really want to do is we're focusing on the regular season. And I get all that. But this is the year of hope. This is the year of promise. You know, this is the year of excitement for the fans. And the fact that, you know, you're having these injuries and it just seems like is a recurring thing from season to season. That it seems like even though they have new people in place, it's like the same old, same old. Now, I'm not saying that this team is going to lose 72 games, but what I'm saying is that so thus far, the excitement and the buzz that the Sixers have had over the summer when they drafted Ben Simmons first overall, and then they got Timothy Luwalu, and they also picked up, you know, these three agents. Sergio Rodriguez, Bayless, and Jared Henderson. It's kind of chipping away a little bit. That excitement is going away just because of the injuries. Now, can the Sixers get it back? Of course. But I think for the fans, they want to see what Embiid can do. They want Embiid to be exciting. They want him to be a pretty good player. And he will over time. But right now, at least early on, I don't see that happening. No, I'm not criticizing him. I still think he's a good player. But what I know is that it's going to take him a while to adjust. So if it's going to take him a while to adjust and you don't have Ben Simmons and some of the other key pieces are still dealing with injuries, the fans are going to say, what changed? What changed? This is basically the same season, same team as the previous seasons. So that's something that the Sixers are going to have to deal with. That's something that they're going to have to overcome. I think that the team will eventually move in the right direction. But initially, this is going to set them back, these injuries. And it's also going to set back probably the support that they get in the town. Because people are fed up and they're tired of dealing with things like that, talking about the fans. But not to change the subject, but, you know, I'm really intrigued to see what Cat Barber can do tonight. See what he can do. You know, Cat Barber, some of you don't know, he's an undrafted rookie, a point guard out of NC State. Here's a guy who was projected to get drafted in the second round when he had an injury during the NBA draft combine in Chicago. And he was unable to work out for teams, and with that, he went undrafted. Some people thought that once the Sixers picked him up in free agency, that he was going to battle T.J. McConnell for the third spot. From what I've been told is that it's not close right now, that T.J. is the better point guard. You know, so T.J. he has a great grasp, so to speak, on that third spot. But again, you know, that's what I've been told. I need to see what Cat Barber can do. But, you know, the thing about T.J. is that, you know, what leads you to believe that he will retain that spot is that he's been in the system. The Sixers love him. He's a game player. And also, he never backs down from a challenge. I mean, he'll do anything for this squad. I mean, he's still walking around with a scar on his shin from when he, like, basically dove into a chair last season. And, you know, it was funny. This guy didn't want to come out the game. He didn't want to do anything. They had to sit him down a couple weeks later just so he can rest it. But so I want to see what Cat Barber can do. I also want to see what, you know, undrafted players James Webb and Sean Long can do. And I also want to see what Brandon Paul can do. You know, I believe that these guys, four guys, will have a tough time making this team. And I think that all of them will probably end up on the Sixers D-League team, the Delaware 87ers. But in the scrimmages that the Sixers had, they rarely played. Now, yesterday, they got in because the Sixers were resting a lot of their, you know, key players in the scrimmage that was open to the media. And I must say, James Webb looked really good. The only problem is, you know, even with Ben Simmons being injured and not going to be around the team for a while, there's already a log jam at the four and the five spot for him to make the roster. But you know, I like his movement. I like his activity. He's always moving around. You know, he's the guy, if you don't box him out, you know, he's going to dunk on your neck. You know, I like that about him. I also like that, you know, he can shoot too. The only problem is I just don't see him making his roster. So basically, they're going to have to make the Sixers or force the Sixers to waive somebody that they don't want to. And by doing it, they're going to have to, you know, balls out, so to speak, in this preseason game if they get the opportunity to play and all the other ones. Thank you for tuning in to Locked On Sixers. I'm your host, Keith Pompey. I'll be back late tonight with a post-game podcast, so please tune in. Also, I want you guys to to basically subscribe to this podcast. I'm going to do my best to give you the updated info as much as I can, to give you some insight on the team that no one else can. You know, I'm the guy on the beat that's with the team the most. Also, I think that you guys need to check out all of our Locked On podcasts around the network. I mean, for fantasy basketball, for the NBA, for the NFL, you know, we separate ourselves from the rest. So have a good day, and I'll talk to y'all later on tonight, late tonight.